And on this Australia Day, we celebrate those Australians who have made significant contributions to our nation. 900-odd of them have been honoured with Australia Day gongs. And it's an honours list that includes not just politicians, as we heard earlier, Julia Gillard, one of those recognised, Queensland Premier, former Queensland Premier, Anna Bligh recognised, but musicians too, Jimmy Barnes, Paul Kelly, Nick Cave, and plenty of sports people always hit this list. This year, Mick Fanning, 3-time surfing world champion and 6-times Australian male surfer of the year, has been recognised. He's been taking some time off from the professional tour after the shock of that shark attack in South Africa in 2015 and exploring other pursuits, devoting time to the brewery he co-owns with some fellow surfing legends on the Gold Coast. Earlier, I caught up with Mick Fanning and congratulated him on his Australia Day honour.
Thank you very much.
What a terrific way to start 2017.
Yeah, huge honour. Pretty chuffed, actually.
You received this award for your services to surfing, obviously, but also it says for your charity contributions. And, you know, most of us know and love you for your surfing, no doubt about that. I didn't know anything about your generosity, and you do support individuals, charities and groups with time and money. Is giving important to you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, over the years, you know, I've had some different things not go the way you want. And, you know, I've had so many people support me. So to give back to all these different charities is something that I think we should all do, you know, just giving out, you know, maybe an hour of your day every now and then. It's not that hard, but it's so rewarding.
The last year, as you sort of referred to there, had some really tough personal challenges for you, which we might talk about in a moment. But the upshot was you took some time off in 2016 to get away from some of the pressures. I'd like to talk a little bit about what you did over those last 12 months. For instance, I know you went surfing in Norway under the Northern Lights. What was that like?
You know, I always wanted to just have a bit of a break away from the tour and finally worked up the courage to take that time off. Going to Norway and surfing under the Northern Lights, that's something that was just, you know, I was out in the water just by myself, just under these lights and just screaming like a schoolgirl at a Bieber concert. It was incredible. It was, you know, something that I'll never forget, but I was just lucky enough to be there at the right time.
Is there surf in Norway?
There is. There's some really good waves, actually. It's cold, but yeah, there are waves.
We'll talk about cold. They call you White Lightning, but I think they should call you crazy because I've seen some footage of some of the coldest waves I think you'd find anywhere that you took on over the past 12 months, including surfing in Alaska with waves basically caused by, I don't know, crumbling glaciers or ice sheets or something. Why did you do that?
I was on a surf trip for Rip Curl and we rocked up to this glacier and I was just happy just to paddle around on a board. And then my friend Mason Ho, he was just like, "Nah, we're catching one of these waves." And I was like, "Oh, okay, well, if he's doing it, I'd better do it too." And we came away with some bumps and bruises from the different icebergs. But another thing on the bucket list that got ticked off and incredible. We sat there for 2 days, 6 hours on end, just in awe of how beautiful Mother Nature was.
I do recommend everyone listening have a look at that if you're at all interested. This Australia Day Award was for your achievements in surfing, as I said, of which there are many. You're a 3-time world champion. I think the question everyone wants to know the answer to after last year, where you dipped in and out of the tour, took some time off, as we've been talking about, is are you still in? Will you be back competing full-time on the circuit this year?
I'm still deciding if I'm full-time, but I'm definitely going to do the Australian leg to start with. Probably closer towards Snapper, I'll decide if I'm going to do it full-time. But definitely getting ready for those first 3 events and see how it feels and see if it's something I want to keep challenging myself to do and keep pursuing that.
You're 35, I think. Would you like to be on tour as a 45-year-old? Do you aspire to Kelly Slater's longevity?
Definitely not. there's so many things. You know, last year was just the taste of some of the amazing things that are on offer in this world. And, I'm excited to go and do some amazing different things again. I've been on tour for 15 years now. So even though it's such an incredible job and I can't complain about it at all, but, sometimes we need a little bit of a change. Yeah, I don't know how much longer, if I do go back on tour, how much longer I'll be on there for, maybe a couple of years or so, but definitely want to go and chase some different exciting things.
All sporting stars or people at the top of their game face this moment, I suppose. When do you leave? When do you not want to do it anymore? And I've heard you say that world titles don't mean much to you anymore. But if you remove the pressure of winning a world title, if you're not competing for that, what, if anything, has replaced it? And does it actually make you a better surfer?
I guess for me these days is more about just performance, going out there and putting on performance that I'm happy with. You can sit there and chase world titles, and I think you get lost in the moment as of times. Knowing me, if I go back on tour, I'm going to give it 100% anyway, so we'll see where we end up.
Mick, even if people listening don't know anything about your surfing, I guarantee everyone knows the name Mick Fanning because of that encounter with a great white in the pro event in Jeffreys Bay in South Africa in 2015. Let's just remind ourselves a little of that moment.
The terrifying moment played out on live TV.
You can see it, another splash.
Holy s***. Mick Fanning immediately. Get over there immediately.
I was just sitting there, I was just about to like just start moving, and then I felt something grab, like got stuck in my leg rope, and I like instantly just jumped like away, and then it just kept coming at my board, and I just was like kicking and screaming, and wow, I just saw fins, I didn't see the teeth. I was waiting for the teeth to come at me as I was swimming. I was like, ah!
Did you get a couple punches in?
I punched it in the back, yeah.
Incredible. And I mean, what surprised many of us, I think, was how quickly you actually got back into the water and started surfing. Maybe you're sick of being asked about this moment. Maybe you are. But I'm going to ask anyway, is it still with you? And is it there every time you went to the water?
I wouldn't say every time. There's different places where you go where you know it's renowned to be sharky. I guess you're just more of an alert. I've always had sharks in the back of my mind. Probably before that incident, I really didn't listen to my inner gut instinct and get out of the water at times. I'd sort of just go, oh, I'll be right, I'll be fine. Where these days, I really listen to that, and I'm probably just more aware once I'm out in the water, you know, seeing all these different things, see a lot more marine life these days. So, look, I've had so many amazing things come from surfing, and, you know, to have one incident in 35 years of surfing, you know, that's pretty good odds.
In 2015, that same year as the shark encounter, you also lost your brother Peter at a very young age. He was to a heart attack. You were close. You've lost your brother Sean, who you were particularly close to when you were a teenager, both teenagers, in a car accident. You've said recently that the world deals people these cards. You have the choice to be crippled by them, or you have the choice to go, okay, I'm going to go and make a better version of myself, and that's how I look at it. How do you do that? Or how would you describe the better version of Mick Fanning?
I guess it's just about just being grateful for all the things you do have. You know, I've got a really blessed life where, you know, I get to go surfing for my job. I'm healthy and happy, and there are other people in the world that don't have that opportunity, and some people are dealing with sicknesses, and other people are, you have to have someone to care for them. So I just count myself extremely lucky, and just try and take the things that I do have and turn them all into positives.
Mick Fanning, again, congratulations on your Australia Day Award. Mick Fanning AO, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Mick Fanning AO. I bet he didn't think that would be happening when he was a 9-year-old grommet out there on the waves and included amongst the new officers in the General Division of the Order of Australia in today's Australia Day honours.